This is Grandpa Reby, and I have another story about Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig. And this story is being read for the benefit of Luke Daniel Wolf to listen to. So Luke, sit back and relax and get ready to hear another exciting story by Grandpa Reby. It was a warm summer day, and Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig were sitting out on the front porch of their house, trying to think of something to do. When all of a sudden, Bugs Bunny had an idea.
Yeah, Porky, I have an idea.
You do have an idea? What's that idea?
Said Porky.
Well, my idea is that we ought to go down to the South Pole and get away from all this warm weather and explore it.
But yeah, that sounds like a good idea, said Porky.
Yeah, I agree, said Bugs.
So Porky and Bugs went down to the travel agency and they bought tickets one way down to Argentina. And when they got to Argentina, they flew down there. They got a ferry boat ride on a sailing vessel that was heading south around the Cape Horn and heading towards Antarctica. They rode on the passenger side of the boat as passengers helping to sail it, and the boat traveled farther and farther south until it finally came into the cold, icy waters around Antarctica. Soon they began to see floating pieces of ice in the water known as icebergs. Fortunately, the skipper of the boat was a good captain, and he steered clear of all the icebergs so that he didn't hit any. And even those that he did touch, he hit so gently that they didn't hurt the boat. Finally, Porky and Bugs came to land. They came to the part where the ice was solid, frozen over the land underneath, and they unloaded all their gear off of the sailboat, and they went inland. Now, they brought along a couple of sled dogs to pull their sled and a bunch of supplies so that they would be ready for a trip. The first night, they slept near the sailboat in a little portable tent that they made and set up just for that purpose, similar to the tent that your dad has. The next morning, they got up and they had a great big breakfast, because it's very important to have a good breakfast before you go on any kind of trip. They had a good breakfast, and after breakfast, they packed all their gear up, they loaded it onto the dog sled, they hooked up their dogs, and with Porky sitting in the passenger seat, Bugs standing at the back of the sled, he said, "Mush," and the dogs went forward, and they began their journey into central Antarctica. As they went inland, they saw many animals. They saw penguins, they saw seals, they saw walruses, and they saw birds flying around, albatrosses. But they kept heading south towards the colder part of the continent. Finally, it became night, and that night it was colder than when they had left. So they had to bundle up and wear double sleeping bags, but still they were able to stay warm. And they stayed all night in the tent, and in the morning they got up and they ate another good breakfast, and they began their trip southward again. They hooked up the dogs again to the sled, they loaded their gear back onto the sled, and they kept heading south, deeper and deeper into the unexplored continent of Antarctica. At this point, they were in areas that had never been set foot on by any rabbit or any pig before. And they got deeper and deeper and further inland. They began to see mountains of ice. They began to see beautiful, beautiful ice formations. And the stars at night were so beautiful, they could hardly believe it. Finally, they got to their destination, the South Pole, and they decided to claim it for all rabbit and pig kind. So Bugs stuck a flag, the American flag, into the ice, and he said, "I claim this Antarctica South Pole in the name of Bugs and Porky on behalf of the United States." And then they decided that since it was going to be a very, very cold night, that they needed to have a more durable thing than a tent to sleep in. So they began to take ice blocks that they cut out of the ice, and they built themselves an igloo. An igloo is a house that's completely made of ice. And they went inside, and even though it was made of ice, it was very warm inside, just from their body heat. And that night, when the strong wind blew like this, despite those strong winds, Porky and Bugs were warm and snug as a bug inside the igloo. That morning they got up, and Porky and Bugs turned on their shortwave radio, and when they turned it on, they could hear the news coming in from America. And the news was saying that two animals, a pig and a rabbit, representing the United States, had claimed the South Pole in the name of America. And the crowds of people around the radio clapped and cheered, and they could not wait to see the heroes return from South Antarctica. Well, after a week in South Antarctica, it was time for Porky and Bugs to come back home. So they got on their sled dog, and they rode it back south until they came to the port where the sailboat had dropped them off. And this time, there was a different sailboat there. It turned out that Grandpa Reeby had sailed the hornpipe down there to give them a ride back. So Grandpa Reeby pulled into the port, and he said, "Hello, Rabbit. Hello, Pig. Are you Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig?"
Yeah, that's who we are. I'm Bugs Bunny, and I'm Porky Pig."
"Well, then, if that's who you are, and you want to get on the hornpipe and sail north, come on and get on board."
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Do you have any carrots on board?"
"Well, as a matter of fact, I'm Grandpa Reeby, and I always have healthy things on board. And I know I've got some carrots for you. But I've also got some Fig Newtons for Porky."
"But that sounds like a boat I want to be on," said Porky. "All right, if it's got carrots, that's all for me," said Bugs.
So Porky and Bugs joined Grandpa Reeby on the hornpipe, and they set sail north towards the continent of South America. Well, rather than just sail to the continent, they decided to go right up the coastline and sail all the way back to the U.S. And finally, after 2.5 weeks of sailing through storms, through rough weather, through lightning storms and high waves, they finally arrived safe and sound at the coast of the United States, right off of Miami, Florida. At that point, Grandpa Reeby pulled the hornpipe into the dock, and he bid farewell to Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny. "Farewell, Porky. Farewell, Bugs. Good luck to you."
"Yeah. Well, thanks there, Reeby. We really appreciate the ride."
Yeah, we sure do,
said Porky. And with that, they turned and they jumped on the train that was going to take them back to the little town that they lived in. Word got back to the town that they were on the way, and crowds began to gather at the train station. When the train pulled in, the mayor was there, Good Morning America News was there, and even Larry King was there, ready to interview them and welcome them back as heroes. When they finally got out of the train at the station as it pulled into a stop, the crowd roared, and they applauded and clapped loudly. And Bugs and Porky stepped out onto the podium, and the mayor introduced them.
"My fellow citizens, I am introducing you now to two heroes from our local town that just went to the South Pole and claimed it for America. They are back safe and sound, Mr. Bugs Bunny and Mr. Porky Pig. How about a word from both of you?"
And with that, the crowd went wild, clapping and cheering and whistling and yelling and saying, "Hooray, our hero." And Bugs stepped up to the podium.
"Yep, my fellow townsmen, I am very happy to be back, especially where there's a lot of fresh carrots. I missed everybody, but I would do it all over again if I had to, because it was such an honor to represent our town and to go to the South Pole." How about a Porky? Do you want to say something?
And Porky said, yep. That's all, folks. That's all I want to say. I enjoyed it.
And with that, the mayor handed them a hero medal, and a statue was made to represent the two of them planting the flag in the South Pole, and that sat in the town square. And after that was over, Porky and Bugs went back to sitting on their porch, drinking their lemonade, and trying to think of the next adventure that they would want to have. And that concludes the story of Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny and their trip to the South Pole.